It is a little bit after 1 p.m. here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM, and it is the season finale of my weekly radio show, Arabology. To make up for the fact that this is the last episode of this season and this quarter here at Stanford University, I've decided to take you on one last trip on a magic virtual carpet through the Arabic-speaking world and through the alternative side to that world by showing you and showcasing some of the best alternative music in Arabic that I've played over the past, well, weeks and weeks and weeks. So I hope you'll be with me from now, 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. Yes, that's a four-hour journey through the Arabic-speaking world, taking us through different genres, different singers, new, old, things that are different, things that are familiar, all switched together right here and mesh together quite well on the Arabology show. Let's begin our journey right away with DAM. That's a very, very popular rap group, and they will be launching us onto our virtual journey through Arabia.
باسم الشعب العربي باسم الشعب العربي يا من آمنتم بالمبدأ لا نساوم على حريتنا لا إقطاع لا استغلال لا احتكار
في حياة الشعوب أجيال يواعدها القدر ويختصها دون غيرها بأن تشهد نقطة التحول الحاسمة في التاريخ إنه يتيح لها أن تشهد المراحل الفاصلة في تطور الحياة الخالدة تلك المراحل التي تشبه مهرجان الشروق حين يحدث الانتقال العظيم ساعة الفجر من ظلام الليل إلى ضوء النهار إن هذه الأجيال الموعودة تعيش لحظات رائعة إنها تشهد لحظات انتصار عظيم لم تصنعه وحدها واصلت حركتها في ظلام الليل ووحدته وعملت وسهرت وظلت تتبع الثواني بعد الثواني إلى الانتقال العظيم ساعة الفجر أما الطريق الذي نقبل عليه طويل وشاق
مفروض تكون موعود انه بشي يوم معقول تعود كبروا ولاد وصاروا جدود والكان الدار صارت حدود حور بتطوف وجبال بتوقع وفي شي منا بعده مفقود وناس بتروح واجيال بتقطع والراح ما بعمره بيعود ما بعمره
That was a beautiful, beautiful instrumental there by Ann Dudley and Jazz Coleman. It was called Habibi, and it was taken from an album called Songs from the Victorious City. And if you're wondering what the Victorious City means, well, in Arabic, the word for Cairo is victorious or victorious city. And so you just heard a song from Cairo. And before that, it was, well, I guess we had to play a little bit of mainstream Arabic music. It was the king of Egyptian pop, and that was Amr Diab, a song called Arif Habibi, taken from his album Benadik Ta'ala. And before that, that was the Lebanese all-boy band named Adonis, or in Lebanese, Adonis, and a song called Makan Mafroud. And we began the set today with the Palestinian group DAM and the Muqaddima, or Introduction, which is on their CD called Ihda. Ihda in Arabic means dedication, and DAM, sort of short for the Arab MCs, are, Tamer Nafar, Mahmoud Jreri, and Suhail Nafar, and they are in fact the first Palestinian Israeli rap group. They hail from Lidda, which is kind of a drug-infested Arab-Jewish slum town that rivals, well, many areas in the United States. But they are, in fact, Palestinian nationalists who work with Jewish rappers, mixers, and sound engineers, and they produce this amazing music together. They promote women's rights. They rap with such female singers as Abir Zinati, who is prominent in some of their later work, as well as other women. So what a nice way to start off this final or season finale of Arabology with a group that brings, well, both sides of the Middle Eastern conflict together in powerful yet perfectly harmonious way. The show is called Arabology. It is a little bit after 1:15 p.m. right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. My name is DJ Ramsey, and you are being taken along a virtual journey through the Arabic speaking world. And it's kind of an extra long trip this week, because I'm going to be with you all the way till 5 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. Yes, taking you through different Arabic speaking countries. There are, almost 23 of them on earth, and playing some alternative music from those countries, and hoping that they will pique your interest and show you a different side to the Arab world. I am delighted to be with you on KZSU, of course, and hopefully we will be always bringing you this kind of music right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. I remind everybody that we have many, many other shows out there for anybody interested in different kind of music. And one of those is, of course, Mediterraneans, with your DJ Abu Ramses. Mediterraneans, music of the Middle East, North Africa, and beyond, features music of all genres and time periods from Turkey, the Arab world, Iran, Israel, and their European and New World diasporas. That show comes to you on Tuesdays from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. So make sure you tune in to that, as well as the many, many other amazing shows we have for you right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
Fair housing is everyone's right. If you believe that you've been denied an apartment because of your race, national origin, or because you have children, or because you have a disability, please call Fair Housing Center of Project Sentinel, a nonprofit agency that investigates housing discrimination, at 888-FAIR-HOUSING. That's 888-FAIR-HOUSING.
The show is Arabology, and we will continue our virtual trip through the Arabic-speaking world right now with, a Lebanese singer whose name is Asit Hillani. He's kind of a very well-known singer. In fact, he has a nickname. It is the Knight of Arabic Music, Knight being spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. And, he sings sort of folkloric songs usually, and he's quite popular. But for this brand-new track of his, he did something kind of experimental, so we thought, why not include him on today's episode of Arabology? He's singing a song called Natalie, and the song Natalie is actually a very kind of old song that he's, well, he put his imprint on it. So to think of Asil Hillani singing the song Natalie, what a wonderful feast and treat it is to our musical connoisseurs out there. And we'll listen to him show us his side to the song Natalie or Natalie, and from there we'll see where the trip is going to take us.
قطعت اخبار ما تشوف العين قالوا لي بعيد اسفار قالوا بلاد زين ياخدني دارا وبوسة من هالجبين يمين ياخدني دارا وبوسة من هالجبين ناتالي 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 السما ومعلق بنجمة برجي بالسما ومعلق بنجمة قالت يا خسارة هونيك فوق بالمدارة ما يلتقوا نجمين ناتالي 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 يمين ياخدني دارة وبوسة من هالجبين يمين ياخدني دارة وبوسة من هالجبين ناتالي 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 ياخدني دارة هو بوسة من هالجبين
ياخدني دارا وابوسه من هالجبين يا مين ياخدني دارا وابوسه من هالجبين
تعود حياتي ببعده. أنا فكرت رح أموت من بعده وتعود حياتي ببعده. أنا فكرت رح أموت من بعده وتاريكي يا إنسان معود على النسيان. سبحان الله كيف بطل حدا سئلان. هيدي حال الدنيا ناس بتجي وبتروح. أنا ما بجرح حدا قلبي أنا المجروح. هيدي حال الدنيا ناس بتجي وبتروح.
That was a Lebanese singer named Carol Samaha and a brand new song called Wit'awedit. And before that, well, that really sort of cheerful song you heard was by a singer named Aziz Mara'a. It's actually spelled M-A-R-A-K-A. And the song was called Bint Nas. Not sure if you've heard about Aziz Mara'a, but he was born in Tunisia and lived there for 10 years. And at the age of 10, he moved to Jordan, where, you know, he started coming to life as a musician. And at a remarkably young age, by the age of 20, Aziz Mara had performed the piano at several of Amman's hotels and those at the Dead Sea as well. He performed the piano before the King of Jordan, Abdullah II, also on several occasions. And he has written music for several documentaries, some TV shows, and even plays. So he's still in his 20s, still producing a lot of great music, and also, was a student at the University of Arkansas, right here in the good old United States. And so his song was called Bint Nas, and we started off the set with Asid Hallani, the song Natalie, and that was also a brand new release. You're listening to to the Arabology Show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM. I'm taking you on a virtual trip through the Arabic-speaking world from, I started it at 1 p.m., and I guess our arrival time will be 5 p.m., which means that I will be with you for 4 hours today. By 5 p.m., it will have been 4 hours. I hope you're enjoying the music, especially those students out there who are studying for exams and finals. We had what we call Dead Week here at Stanford, and I know many of my students were very getting ready for finals. And this is finals week, so everybody out there who may be listening and studying, concentrate on studying, but do take a break and listen. And sometimes music inspires, especially if you're studying something related to the Arabic world, then maybe my kind of music will help you in your, revision for your exams. Either way, I'm very happy that you were able to join me today on the Arabology Show. I hope you've enjoyed the music. I'm reminding everybody that if you'd like to, use Twitter and tweet something to us, well, certainly you can do so. Our username here is KZSUDJ, and we'll be checking Twitter periodically here. Reminding everybody we are streaming live at KZSU Live.stanford.edu. We are, on the FM dial, as you know, at the 90.1 FM dial right here in Northern California. And what else? Check out, my show's Facebook page, if you'd like. It's just called Arabology. And there you can read a little bit more about the artists and a little bit about, past shows, etc. So, I'm going to continue the journey here on the Arabology Show. And to do that, how about a little bit of Sharbel Rouhana? Have you guys heard of Sharbel Rouhana? He was just in Berkeley, and he performed a concert that, from what I heard, I wasn't able to attend, but I heard it was one of the most amazing concerts ever staged. Now, this may be an exaggeration, or it may not be. I wasn't there. But I do know that when it comes to great music, Sharbel Rouhana stands out as a musician, a composer. He does, instrumentals and sometimes includes vocals, sometimes his own, and sometimes he works with other singers to include their great vocals. Either way, his music is, I think, instantly likable. And the theme the instrumental that I decided to play for you today on the season finale of Arabology is a song that I think everybody who lived in, any part of the Arab world in any decade would know. The song is called El Bint Shalabiya, and here's Sharbel Rouhana's version of that, taking us one step further into our virtual journey through Arabia.
Thank you. إديسيون الصن هاوس تقدم شابة جنات مروان وبس شافونا في رحبه
That was a very, very interesting track there by, the Cosmic Analog Ensemble. The track was called Jaita, and I'll spell that for you. It's J-E-I-T-A, and it's called Jaita Upper Cave. And I'll tell you about Jaita in a second, but it was by Cosmic Analog Ensemble from the album The Mundane and the Cosmic. And, Jaita, I don't know if you know what that is. It's a miraculous cave that exists in Lebanon, and it's considered one of the miracles of the world. It's like one of the wonders of the world. It's this amazing cave that you can go into by boat. So you get into a little boat, and you go inside, and you see some of the most beautiful colors and rock formations, and it's just beyond description. It really is a miraculous place to be. It's in Lebanon, and I had the pleasure of going there last summer, and I was truly amazed at what I saw. So I guess this was the Cosmic Analog Ensemble's ode to Jaita Upper Cave. And before that, instrumental that you heard was by Club Delph. It was called The Overture, and from the album Electric Morocco Land. If you don't know about Club Delph, they are the brainchild of Boston-based bass guitarist Mike Riverd, and it's an improvisation-driven project whose floating membership includes some of Boston's finest jazz and rock musicians. And this album called Electric Morocco Land is a fusion of jazz, electronics, funk, and space rock with Moroccan folk music, particularly Guinewa. So there you go. They fit right into the Arabology show by taking us a little bit into North African Arabic music and this Guinewa genre of North African music, and via Boston. So there you go. The whole world comes together right here on the Arabology Show, coming to you from KZSU, Stanford, 90.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey. The show is Arabology, and I'm about to end the first part of my show. It is a four-part show today, if you will, meaning it's a four-hour show. And as we prepare to get to the second hour of my Arabology journey, I wanted to say a very quick hello and thank you to everybody here at KZSU and at Stanford. As we wind down the academic year and summer is upon us, I'm sure many students out there are studying for their finals. I want to wish them the best, and to also say a very, very special hello and thank you to everybody here at KZSU, Stanford, 90.1 FM, the amazing staff and other DJs and everybody here that makes this radio station so special. I am so delighted to have been a part of this, and I look forward to continuing my journey with KCSU for many years to come. I also wanted to say a very, very special hello and thank you to one of the most gracious DJs here, and that is, of course, none other than MC Dizzy Jackson, whose show, The Songsmith Show, comes to you on Fridays from noon till 3 p.m. The Songsmith Show presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as occasional comedy cuts. So make sure you tune into that on Fridays, including this Friday, June 8th, between noon and 3 p.m. right here on KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM.